Welcome to Shomar Shalom and Daf Shir, sponsored by Nishmas Rabbi Yaakov Shalom and Leavas Yitzchok. We're holding in Yevomos Daf Mem Ches. The Gemara in Amud Beis and the end of the Amud brings that the reason why Geirim suffer in this world so much is because Shou Atzmom Likones Tachas Kanfei Hashchina. They waited too long to become Geirim. They should become Geirim earlier, faster. And the fact that they waited being a goy, for that they have a punishment, for that they suffer in this world. So two gevaldik ha'oris we see from this Gemara. One, as the Avos Esar on the Ein Yaakov points out, what taina is it on the Geirim that they did not want to join Am Yisrael earlier? Do they have an inyan? Do they have a mitzvah? Do they have obligation to join Am Yisrael? The whole inyan of a Geir is a goy who decided to join us. So if it's a goy that decided to convert to Judaism, why is there a claim against him that he didn't come earlier? So says the Avos Esar, and so is brought down in other Sfarim, that this is referring to the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Kuf Mem Vav. That the Gemara there asks, what stops the Zuamo, the dirt that Am Yisrael had from the time of Adam HaRishon? The Gemara says because they stood at Har Sinai, and that's the difference between a Jew and a goy, is the Zuama goes away when they were standing in Har Sinai. Says the Gemara, but what about the Geirim? The Geirim did not stand in Har Sinai. So how is their Zuama, their dirt go away? Says the Gemara, Avagav the Inu Loyavu, Mazlayu Havu. Even though they were not there, their Mazel was there. Something of them was there. It's brought down the Inu Arizal, we're talking about the Sheirish and Shama of the Geirim. Meaning, what the Gemara is telling us over here, is every single ger that Am Yisrael has, it's not a random person who decided, I'm going to come and join Am Yisrael. But every single ger that decides to join Am Yisrael is because he has a Sheirish Neshama, which belongs to Am Yisrael. And as we mentioned in the previous year, as well brought down in the name of the Arizal, that there's the Nitzaitis Kedusha of Am Yisrael that was spread around throughout all the goyim. And all these Nitzaitis Kedusha, or hidden gems of Yidin, that need to come back to Am Yisrael. They need to come and return to us. They need to come back because they belong to be a Yid. Any ger that becomes a Jew is not a new thing, a random initiation of this person to come and join Am Yisrael. But he belonged to Am Yisrael from the get-go. He already stood in Har Sinai. Because he stood in Har Sinai, he belongs to us. And this gives us a much greater appreciation, understanding of what's the pshat that David HaMelech specifically is coming from a ger, from Rus HaMoravio, who symbolizes Geirus. We learned many things from Rus, as we learned in the previous dapim. Why is David HaMelech coming dafka from a ger? Because we know the avodah of David HaMelech, of Melech HaMashiach, is to return all the lost objects, all the lost people, all the lost neshamas back to Am Yisrael. To return the whole world that seems to be far away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To bring back everything to where it belongs. So David HaMelech specifically is coming from a ger. Because the idea of a ger is a lost neshamas, a neshama that belongs to Am Yisrael, that was lost, that left, and it's coming back to its original place. That's what David HaMelech represents. That's why David HaMelech is coming dafka from Rus HaMoravio, dafka from these gerim. And just to add, even though a ger does have a sheirish neshama, which is on Har Sinai, it's still not the level of a yid, which is neshama itself was on Har Sinai, and that's what the Mefarshim speak when they talk about the Torah of the Arizal on this inyan. And just to conclude with another hara that's brought down the Koich Ve'or from Yitzchak Blazer, Talmid of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, that you see from here a gevaldik thing. There's a taina against the gerim that they came too late. They should have come and joined Am Yisrael quicker. They were shaya atzel, even though they had no obligation, mitzad mitzvah, to get closer, but because they belonged there, they should have come earlier. From here, he says, you see, that there's a time on every person to do tshuva right away. Because a person should not say, you know what, I'm not going to do tshuva right now. I want to wait a little bit, I'll do tshuva next month. Oh, we'll do tshuva in a few weeks from now. Why do I have to rush to do tshuva? But you see from here that someone who's shoye atzvo in the place where he's not supposed to be, he's shoye atzvo getting close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's a taina as well, even though he's not doing anything wrong right now. But if he's not doing tshuva right away, the waiting to do tshuva and not doing immediately, there's a taina on that as well. That's what you see from our Gemara. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list of WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.